From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome and thank you. This is the live Sunday broadcast, the 10th day of January 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. I'll give you that phone number in just a moment. I want first-time callers, at least in the first hour. I obviously want to get into the fact that they're now announcing that the naked body scanners are to be deployed to the streets of the United States as well as England. The Australian airline companies are saying they are against it and that boycotts are forming. The head of American Airlines has also said that he is against it. And so there's certainly a big backlash. We're having success against these people if we continue to expose them. So I want to go over the latest developments on the naked body scanners coming up in the second hour today, tonight, depending on the time zone you are joining us in, whether you're listening to us on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the internet at Infowars.com, or PrisonPlanet.com via the streams, or whether you are listening to us later via a podcast or global shortwave. So that's coming up in the second hour tonight. Big developments, also some economic developments with what's really happening with our economy here in the United States. The post-industrial United States as the final vestiges of our industrial capacity wane into history by design. But the first big issue I want to cover when we get back from break is Timothy Geithner, the head of the Treasury Department, former Goldman Sachs employee, former head of the New York Federal Reserve Branch. He's in trouble. And even mainstream media is talking about criminal indictments. He's being called before Congress. This is a big deal, and we're going to be covering it after the break that's coming up. And people always ask me, who is the New World Order? What is the New World Order? The private central banks are the core of the global government, of the private global government, the unelected, tyrannical global government. And if we identify them as the real source of the economic problems that we have in this country, we can really turn this planet around. So that is coming up after the break today. Then, obviously, the Democrats have been in secret conference committee all week, completing the version of the Senate and House bill that could conceivably be on Obama's desk sometime next week or the week after that. And Democrats are leaving at the state level, at the federal level, leaving their party. Some Democrats are down more than 30 percentage points in the polls, leadership of the Senate involved in this. But they're still saying they're for the bill. Why? Because they're bought and paid for. They're not here to do what's constitutional. They're not here to do what's right. They're not here to do what their constituents want. They're not here to do what's legal and lawful. A whole bunch of state attorney generals are clearly saying that this health bill isn't just unconstitutional, it's illegal. It's just incredible fraud. And depending on what member of the Senate you have for your state, it was written differently for different states at the federal level. So you can't have taxation without representation. You can't have unequal weights and measures. These are just all basic tenets of common law and of our Bill of Rights and Constitution. So that's coming up as well. The dollar continued its plunge last week. Precious metals, New York gold rises as job data and pressure on the dollar. As we predicted, gold would go down a little bit in late December, but start going back up in January and February. And that is continuing with the trend and what the different analysts said that I really respect here on this radio broadcast. Here's the toll-free number to join us on this Sunday, the 10th day of January 2010, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. This Geithner AIG scam could end up being as big as ClimateGate in our fight against the New World Order if we use this against them. If we take the opportunity we've got and press it, we've got a chance to mortally wound the private banking syndicate if we take action. We're getting the initiative right now. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones, and I Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome and thank you for joining us. We are live Sunday, January 10th, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up later in the hour, I'm going to break down the latest fraud by the Democratic Party and their Republican cohorts in conference committee, secretly not letting the public know what they're doing with the House and Senate versions of the health care power grab bill. And it clearly violates the open government rules and multiple federal laws. We're going to be breaking that down and covering it coming up later in the hour. In the second hour, I want to get into the big new developments with the naked body scanners. There's a huge public backlash going on with that right now. All over the United States and Europe, as well as Australia, the major airline chiefs are saying, look, the public doesn't want this. It wouldn't have protected us from the dreaded Christmas Day underwear bomber. The government admits that. People are already boycotting. It records your naked body. The public is now seeing the actual images of what these machines record, not just what television's showing, blurring out the genitals. Fox News or CNN can't show you what the actual images have because it's pornographic. We have them with advisories warning people up at Infowars.com. Clear genitals, clear breast, clear. And you can reverse the negative and see it in color if you like, but it's just as bad in black and white or in the negative image. And as we predicted, the federal government in Europe, the EU, England, and the U.S. are all calling for mobile naked body scanners now, driving around scanning you randomly on the street. There's also now a mainstream news article out of the New York Times, of all places, admitting that this does radiate you with X-ray-type radiation and has links to major scientists openly saying that this could cause cancer. I mean, I've seen that in scientific journals, but to see it in the New York Times, but the feds don't care. A bunch of people in the current Homeland Security Administration and the previous one, the former head, Chertoff, is making a bunch of money as a consultant to the companies the government's buying these from. Talk about conflict of interest, but that's par for the course with the corruption we see in this government. And in England, they're trying to pass a law right now in the House of Commons because the London Guardian reports that the naked body scanners going in the airports worldwide violate child porn laws. So get ready to march your family through. In fact, I've seen video on the news and photos of families putting their children in these in the United States. I mean, this is worse than 1984. And now they're talking about brain scanners in the airports. That's in the Associated Press. Here it is. Mind reading systems could change air security. Total quackery. Oh, the machine says this area of your brain is lit up, so you must be a terrorist. I mean, it took decades to disprove lie detectors, show that those were a quackery fraud. Now they're coming out with newfangled machines, and if you're a big defense contractor, it's not enough that the Defense Department gets more money than all 50 states combined. No, it doesn't matter if they're getting roughly $2 trillion a year on budget and off budget. Now they want to run the red light cameras, the license plate reading cameras, the school lunch program, thumb printers, the DMVs, systems with the real ID, national ID. The Pentagon is just taking over America. And, of course, who owns the big defense contractors? The big private Federal Reserve, a holding company for 8-member private banks, chief among them J.P. Morgan Chase and the investment banking firm Goldman Sachs. And now that brings me to our top news, most important story of the day. What I'm going to do is play two short clips from Fox News, from Shepard Smith, and then Ed Schultz on MSNBC, so that you don't just think this is Alex Jones saying this. I mean, you hear me say this every week for 14 years on air. You want to know who the New World Order is? You want to know who runs it all? Those 8-member banks, the 8 private owners of the private Federal Reserve. That's just their holding company. You want to know who owns and controls the defense contractors? You want to know who is turning our country into a living hell? You want to know who bankrupted our economy by design? That's even in McClatchy newspapers. Got internal, last year, internal Goldman Sachs documents where they were engineering the housing bust to destroy their competition, create a bailout, and get record bonuses. You want to know who funds the land grabbing? You know who the number one funders, when you go read the Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, the UN, the Global Carbon Tax, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, number one. Those two are either number one or number two, respectively, in every major index. Why? Because under the Copenhagen Plan, you will pay your taxes directly to the IMF and World Bank. And who do you think controls the private IMF and World Bank? Those are the international arms of the Federal Reserve Consortium. Now, we've gone from reading UN documents over a decade ago and warning you about this to now it's openly in the news. Now you go to the Drudge Report any given day, and it's got headlines. World government announced by head of the EU. World government announced by Gordon Brown. World government announced by Barack Obama. World government announced by G20. World tax to be paid to private banks. You go to CNN, they say that. You go to the Wall Street Journal, they say that. But the Wall Street Journal and CNN say it's a good thing. The Drudge Report says it's a bad thing. I've got to really commend Matt Drudge, and I've been commending him lately before he started linking to our stories in the last month. Because you go to Drudge Report now, it looks like Infowars.com. And then I was notified Thursday that he has put a permanent link on Drudge right by the Christian Science Monitor and the Wall Street Journal and his permanent news links. I'm not in the blog links. Infowars has now been added as a permanent link to the Drudge Report. What does that say about how far this, quote, extremist or radical show has come? Well, we haven't gone anywhere. We're the same as we were 14 years ago. We have been proven right. We have been proven accurate. I mean, I had Colonel Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger who exposed the fact that the government knew about the 9/11 planned attacks and let it happen on purpose, bare minimum. He contacted me to come on the show. And again, this isn't about, oh, look at my radio show, look at my news websites, look at my films, they're getting so big. No, that is a gauge or a sonar ping, and this is happening every day, where people who are in government or in media, who aren't globalist, who aren't New World Order, are now choosing sides. They're deciding to align themselves with Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're deciding to openly come out and say, you know what? You were right about this all along. Look at the LA Times and Houston Chronicle and New York Times saying Ron Paul was right. Seeing all the media say Ron Paul was right. See, what did Mark Twain say? In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. What has Ron Paul always said? We just tell the truth, we get the ridicule, but in the end, we get proven right, and maybe we can save this country and the planet from the private global corporate government. So that's what's happening right now, is that the real nature of the planet is now being revealed. The way the world really works is now coming out. It doesn't matter if you put Democrats in. It doesn't matter if you put Republicans in, because they're bought and paid for by offshore banks that control the issuance of currency and credit in every industrialized nation. They make money up out of nothing, which nobody else can do. Then they go out and buy up the planet on the way up. Then when they implode the Ponzi schemes by design, they threaten the government into giving them unlimited money and power to get even more control over the economy, or they threaten to fully create a depression and, quote, martial law. What did Henry Paulson threaten Senator Inhofe and others? We've played the clips here. They threatened it with martial law in October. And then Bush leaves office. The banks are given unlimited power. And Obama continues everything Bush was doing. And all the private individuals that were paying for Bush's campaigns, they rotate out of the private corporate sector into Obama's White House, and it gets even worse. And the final illusion is evaporating. So we're going to break down the fact that old Geithner and others may be going to jail, maybe going to jail for their insider operations. Stay with us.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Lexi, do you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any
unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm here live back Sundays with an abbreviated transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Thank you so much for joining us. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. What do you think should be done to little Timmy Geithner? The mainstream media is saying he's not long for this world politically, that he'll be removed from the head of the Treasury. But should we just blame Tim Geithner when he's only a bag man for the private shareholders of the Federal Reserve? And here's the issue. The banks have stolen $28 trillion. Bloomberg reported last year it was 23.7. Now it's over 4 trillion added that they have stolen and then handed out to private central banks globally. While at the same time, the Federal Reserve has given the order to not lend to the general public. Why are they doing that? Because they want to destroy the economy, to force you deeper into debt, to bankrupt the states, so that they, the big central banks, can loan to institutional investors and the government. That's right. The private central banks loan back the money that the federal government gives them. And the banks also leverage it 10 to 1 conservatively through fractional reserve banking. But before I get into all of this, I want to be clear with everybody. Just like a few months ago, I went completely wild on air, even popped champagne, never done that before, to signify to everyone so people would pay attention that the ClimateGate emails proving that the UN knows that man-made global warming isn't real, that climate change is natural, that it gets hotter, then it gets colder, and that they want to tax carbon dioxide in all human activity for a global government. And we got their own internal emails. Now more documents have come out. Ben Santer, the head scientist for the IPCC, admitting that they excised their own report where their own scientists said man wasn't contributing to global warming or climate change. And I told you that was big, that that may kill Copenhagen, the open announcement for a treaty to be signed between all the nations of the earth to set up a private global government made up of the private banks. This situation with Geithner is just as big. 99% of Americans in Gallup poll were against the banker bailout of October 3rd, 2008. A year and several months, what, a year and 3 months later, we are looking at $28 trillion plus stolen domestically. We're looking at governments worldwide refusing to pay this private debt to the banks that was made through fraud. And now that the public learns more of the scam, and now as open discussions are held on national television by the controlled right and controlled left, the system is on the run. People aren't just talking about Barack Obama or John McCain or Sarah Palin or other distractions. These people are front puppets. They're talking about the real power structure. People say, who is the New World Order? It is the private central banks that make money out of nothing, backed up with our tax money. And here's the big issue. They now want that $28 trillion paid back that the government gave to the banks, okay? And so now they're announcing new sales taxes they want nationally and excise taxes and value-added taxes and how we've got to have these new taxes. And they've got controlled opposition like Glenn Beck and Bill O'Reilly every time I see their show saying, oh, we've got to pay this debt off. We've got to have a big tax. Iceland's saying no. Poland's saying no. Greece is saying no. The people are saying it's a scam. We as the American people need to arrest these Madoff types and not pay them this money. We're bankrupt. Obama has spent more money in less than a year than all presidents previously before him. You thought George Bush was bad, tripling the size of government in 8 years. Obama quadrupled it in less than a year. That's official Congressional Budget Office numbers. These are criminals. This is criminal. I mean, in my film, Fall of the Republic, in the documentary, The Obama Deception, the two I released last year, I tell you how it's a scam. I tell you how AIG was used as a holding company for the $200+ billion they got that they then paid out to Goldman Sachs and others for bonus money. It was the holding company. That's why Geithner, and that's why Paulson, and that's why Bernanke paid it to AIG, because they were all former heads or deputy heads of Goldman Sachs. And I have the clips in Congress of Paulson. This is bipartisan criminality. You're not going to fix it just arresting or indicting or firing Geithner. Paulson got asked in the House and Senate banking committees, where is the trillions? And he said, I won't tell you. And they said, okay, you yourself got $200 million+ in bonuses from Goldman Sachs that you formerly headed. And who gave you the authorization to give yourself money? And he said, the Treasury Department gave me a waiver. And they said, who is the head of the Treasury Department? Well, I am. You can't have Goldman Sachs executives in the government giving themselves hundreds of millions of dollars apiece. It's criminal. And they did it all by design to destroy Bear Stearns and others, their competition, Lehman Brothers. And that all came out in their internal emails in the five-part series on McClatchy newspapers 2 months ago. And I got the writer on the show. We have these people red-handed. The fact that he ordered them, the fact that Geithner ordered AIG and others not to tell the public who they were paying the money to, Kim, directly to him. This is all, folks, every regulatory position of any power is run by Goldman Sachs. They are the piloting group of the banks. They were chosen in the last 20 years, before it was J.P. Morgan Chase and a few others, but they almost have no power in this. I mean, they're involved in all of it, but the main culprits, because when you're doing a criminal operation, you got to have a small group to keep it contained. It's all Goldman Sachs people. Okay, let's go to what Fox News is saying about the criminality. Then I'll play what Ed Schultz had to say briefly. The full clips are up on Infowars.com, but I'm going to play just a little bit here. Here is Friday evening. This is Judge Napolitano, the best guy on Fox, comes on this show routinely. He's a real patriot, folks. And here he is telling you the truth. Here it is.
Now to the Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner, potentially facing criminal charges, according to Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. There's a long way to go between here and there, so stay with us. It all deals with how the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, handled AIG, and he was in charge of that, the American Insurance Group, during the depths of the financial crisis. It's about what he did with them. Geithner headed the bank then. Bloomberg News reports that the New York Fed told AIG to withhold details from the public about its payments to banks. It reports AIG wrote in a draft that it paid banks, including Goldman Sachs, every penny on the dollar for toxic credit default swaps. Those are insurance-like contracts for financial institutions that aren't regulated and don't have to be backed by cash. The New York Fed crossed that line out of the report, according to reports citing emails between the two companies. With us now to help explain this and what the legal ramifications are, Judge Andrew Napolitano. I got to tell you, I just read all that. I didn't read it very well, and I don't understand it.
I think you read it quite well.
I didn't read it well. Help us understand?
Sure. Tim Geithner was the president of the New York Federal Reserve Bank in the fall of 2008, when the Federal Reserve and the Treasury and the White House and the Congress decided to bail out AIG.
Right.
In the process of that bailing out of AIG, many, many documents were exchanged. If you went to the bank to borrow money, you'd have to fill out
All right,
documents.
Stay there. We're going to come back and play about a minute more of that. Then I'm going to play what Ed Schultz had to say. And the White House, like Nixon, may have been caught red-handed. Stay with us.
Thank you. Attention. The number of the poison population is approaching 200 million in the U.S. Do not believe the official census numbers. The 200 million correlates to those who have been methodically, intentionally poisoned, identified by the blood types of A, B, and O. These blood types have damaged DNA and immune systems due to unbalanced blood pH levels brought about by slow poisoning over generations. Type AB is the healthy and poisoned blood type with neutral pH and normal DNA and immune function. Calculate their number, for it is 666. That is 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. They proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ. Now their time has come, their day of punishment, and all that is written. The number of the mounted troops is 200 million. Estimated time of arrival, 21st through the 27th of December 2009. For more information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. Poisoning of mankind, blood types, evolution theory, global warming, Shroud of Turin, and Illuminati.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight. Detoxify and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm going to continue breaking down the shadow government, not so in the shadows anymore, the private central banks and all the different public crimes they're committing arrogantly. I first want to invite listeners to visit Infowars.com, the secure online video bookstore. We also have Patriot Apparel, Don't Tread on Me shirts, 9/11 Inside Job shirts, ball caps. You want to meet like-minded people on the streets, get some of the apparel at Infowars.com. And we're still running a special where you can get Fall of the Republic, my latest documentary, and get a free T-shirt of your choice. Quite a few different varieties and choices we have at Infowars.com. And until next Friday, I'm offering 5.5 months free when you sign up for a year. You pay for 6.5 months. You get 5.5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv with all my films in super high quality. We simulcast the radio show in living color for PrisonPlanet.tv members. My book, Paul Watson's book, better audio archives, higher quality podcast, all at PrisonPlanet.tv, or get a trial membership, $5.95 a month at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay. So going over this information, this is all old news for our listeners. I mean, obviously it was illegal. You can read the federal banking rules to have all these Goldman Sachs employees working at the Federal Reserve, working at the Department of Treasury, a revolving door between the private banks and the government, paying themselves money. And then we get the internal Goldman Sachs documents from 3 years ago. They knew the housing bubble was going to implode. They were going to pop it when they wanted to destroy their competition and have a huge bailout to themselves of derivatives, all these different types of extremely exotic, fraudulent, basically counterfeited instruments, financial instruments that they used in the trillions to buy up their competition. And then on the way down, they got bailed out 100 cents on the dollar by the American people. And the Federal Reserve, separately from the bailouts, has gone to the open window and gotten over $10 trillion for themselves for select interest, while freezing out Main Street and cutting back on the amount of loaning to the general public so they could consolidate, just like banks do in rural areas, you know, trying to destroy the economy so they can buy up all the farms and repossess the farms and ranches. This is when banks really make their money and get their power. Here is Napolitano finishing up with what he had to say about the criminal scam. Here it is.
Pulling out of AIG, many, many documents were exchanged. If you went to the bank to borrow money, you'd have to fill out documents. One of the documents AIG filled out said, we owe X dollars to Goldman Sachs, and we plan on paying them 100 cents on the dollar. According to Bloomberg, emails that came out yesterday say that lawyers for the Federal Reserve Bank said, we were told to strike this from the form so that AIG would not reveal to the Treasury Department or to the public that this money was going to be paid to Goldman Sachs, because that's a politically toxic issue. Goldman Sachs making a fortune, making 100 cents on the dollar with federal funds.
Okay. Now, expanding on that, because you have Geithner as the head of the New York Fed. It's the key Fed that has all the power. He's making that decision with another former Goldman Sachs head, Henry Paulson. You got another Goldman Sachs employee, the chairman of the Fed, involved in all this. So Clinton changes the rules. Robert Rubin, Larry Summers, all these people, they changed the rules in 99. Bush allows all this, continues it for 8 years. There's seamless integration, like they're handing a football off or a baton off in a relay race, into Obama. Okay? Now, the White House has come out, Gibbs has come out, and said, look, Geithner wasn't involved in that, even though the emails say the New York Fed ordered it. Even though Geithner, in testimony, won't ever say where the AIG money went or who got the money. Imagine, the Treasury Department and the private Federal Reserve, all run by former Goldman Sachs executives, still making money, owning Goldman Sachs stock and getting bonuses, telling the House Banking Committee and the Senate Banking Committee in video clip after video clip after video clip we played here, you've all heard them on the news, over and over again the last 2 years, saying we won't tell you where the money went or who did this. But we already know it's separately on record they got the money, because they have to file their own tax forms. So... And then Napolitano goes into how it's illegal in federal documents to order that information to be covered up, and how you can't do that with stocks and bonds or anything. Now, the bigger issue is we clearly have the White House now lying, which is nothing new. That's all they do is lie. They've set a new record for lying over Bill Clinton with Obama's people, saying unequivocally, nope, Geithner knows nothing about this, when on record he did. And on record, Geithner got a waiver for himself from Paulson. Paulson gave himself a waiver as Secretary of the Treasury in 2008. And that's all covered in my film, Fall of the Republic. So let's go ahead and go to the next clip of Ed Schultz. Now, this is a big Obama defender. Here it is. Got a little computer freeze up. Here's Ed Schultz. We'll go ahead and play that whenever we get a chance. That's why we usually save these videos, and we'll continue to try to do that. We save these here on the computer, and it never freezes up unless we're live on the radio. Well, that clip is coming up. But let me go over the news here for everybody. Geithner called to explain AIG bailout secrecy. A House committee is planning to grill Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner about his role in a massive bailout over failed insurer American Insurance Group, Inc. That's the one they decided to say was too big to fail to then use as the holding company to pump all this money out to the public. The House Oversight Committee is responding to news that key details about AIG's bailout were suppressed by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York while Geithner was its president. A growing chorus of lawmakers says Geithner must explain his involvement in deals that diverted billions from AIG's bailout to Goldman Sachs and other big banks. New York Democrat and committee chairman Towns says the hearing will examine the rise and fall of AIG and its business partners. The New York Fed and Treasury say Geithner was not made aware of the emails that pushed for more secrecy when he's publicly been secret the entire time and was the head of the Fed. And here's the full Bloomberg report. Geithner's Fed told AIG to limit swap disclosures. Here's another one from the Times of London. Hard questions for Tim Geithner. Let's go ahead and try to play that clip now from Ed Schultz. Here it is.
In my playbook tonight, I think Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner has got a story to tell. And so does the House Oversight Committee, because they want him to testify about his time when he was the head of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. We found out yesterday that while Geithner was in charge, the New York Fed told insurance giant AIG to keep quiet about overpaying Wall Street firms using their taxpayer-funded bailout money. That information came to light after emails between AIG and the Fed were made public. Now, former New York Governor Eliot Spitzer thinks there's more skeletons in AIG's closet. He's pushing for full disclosure of the company's emails, accounting documents, and financial models from the last 10 years. Governor Spitzer joining us tonight here on The Ed Show. Governor, good to have you with us.
Thank you, Ed. Always great to be here.
And I want to play this piece of tape first because it came up at the White House briefing today. This is Robert Gibbs somewhat defending Tim Geithner. Here it is.
Secretary Geithner was not involved in any of these emails. These decisions did not raise to his level at the Fed. These are emails and decisions made by officials at an independent regulatory agency.
How do you know that he wasn't involved? He was a leader of the New York Fed. So.
Right, but he wasn't on the emails that have been talked about and wasn't party to the decision that was being made.
Now, Elliot, you're a prosecutor. I mean, the White House is on record now. This is pretty dangerous territory if they're wrong, isn't it?
Well, yes, and I'm a little surprised he was making such...
Yeah, he's surprised they were making such declarative, definitive statements. Now, Spitzer last time tried to expose this as New York governor, and they brought out the hookers. The FBI was surveilling him the whole time. So you better watch himself, or they'll just bring out more of the hookers to try to discredit him. That's the type of hardball that these people play. But the issue here is, if you go back to last year, remember when Senator Dodd came out and said, give the bailout to AIG, and the White House said, no, you shouldn't do that. And Dodd said, what do you mean? You told me to do that. And he released the emails from the White House. The White House is incredibly deceptive on this front. This is criminality. I want to take your calls on this issue and a lot more on the other side. But let me tell you, this is criminal, what's going on. They need to go to jail.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. Heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Okay, I'm going to your phone calls. Coming up next hour, government-run health care, all the bribes and criminality there openly going on, federal health care to be applied differently to different states by the federal government, not by the states themselves. We're going to get into what's happening with the economy, the dollar continuing its plunge, gold surging yet again. And, of course, the naked body scanners in trouble as airline executives and CEOs say people are already boycotting and not flying. People don't want to be recorded naked in these machines that also radiate your body. New York Times admitting it does hit your body with DNA damaging radiation. The government responds and says, we're going to put them on the streets, not just in the airports. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. But first, I want to add this again. Do you understand the federal government has both parties calling for new taxes? And there's taxes in the health care bill. They're calling for national sales taxes, excise taxes. They're calling for value-added taxes to, quote, pay off the national debt as the government explodes in size. The answer is cut the size of government and don't pay the private banks for private derivatives that they have been engaged in. 100 cents on the dollar. Don't pay them 1 cent on the dollar. That only encourages more of this. And the derivatives are continuing. All the same scams are intensifying. J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others took much of the bailout money and put it back into derivatives. They use it to manipulate the market. All right, let's go to your phone calls. William in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How you doing?
Welcome, sir. Worldwide broadcast. How may I serve you?
Right on. Okay, I have two questions for you, and I've been trying to get a hold of you for a very long time. It's probably been 2 months. You said once, dude, I don't know if I was hearing things or what, but you said something about them coming out with some, them releasing information on UFOs or aliens or something like that. Did you say anything like that?
Okay, I don't cover things like that on my show, but I did say that the government has had all these astronauts coming out, including on this show, talking about possible extraterrestrials. I mean, I had two moonwalkers on, including Buzz Aldrin, and they're suddenly talking about it. The Pope says, get ready for aliens. And I see all these government announcements saying they may make an announcement. And all I'm saying is something's going on. They're conditioning. They're preparing the public for something. And I just know when I see propaganda and every day in the news, in the news wires, I see governments getting the public ready for it.
Wow. Just wow. I mean, I don't even really believe in that stuff. But
yeah, I
mean,
I only cover what I can prove. But when I see the government start hyping it and saying, get ready for it, something may happen. But I also know there's a declassified government program, Project Bluebeam, where they would have fake alien landings and holograms to shock the population into submission. So, I mean, chances are it'll be a government hoax if it does happen.
Oh, yeah, it figures. Well, anyway, I'm living in Southern California. Every day I see these big, large lines in the sky, and I try to point up to people and, like, point them out, and they just have
Well, the government's now declassified, William. They are chemtrailing, and I appreciate your call. By the way, I have another news report that I didn't see printed out, guys. I think I sent it to you. If not, it's up on Infowars.com. Will you print it for me? Headline, California DMV workers to work for free every Friday. We have a name for it. It's called slavery. See, once they bankrupt the government, once 90%+ of all the tax money goes to banks on fiat made-up interest, they start cutting all of the services, including all your cushy government jobs. And so more and more tickets, more and more revenue, more and more checkpoints. Now they're going to put in the red light cameras license plate readers to mark you mile for mile how fast you're going, automated speeding cameras. Again, more and more government revenue, less and less services. Because once the banks get you addicted and get you bankrupted, they've done this in hundreds of third world countries. We have the IMF's own documents where they do it by design. Then they take all your services away. We're now entering that phase. But imagine, California workers to work for free. That's big government for you. Jason in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I have to admit I feel a little guilty about asking you about this because of such, you know, the topics that you're talking about today are pretty important, and what I'm about to ask you isn't. You've mentioned Brad Pitt being awake, and of course I'm sure you're aware of Angelina Jolie being a CFR member. I just wonder if you couldn't give us all your analogy, how that correlates.
All right, I appreciate your call. Look, we don't screen your phone calls unless I have a specific guest on a specific topics, but I mean, I know Keanu Reeves. I know Woody Harrelson. You know, we woke up, and Rick Linklater and others have talked about that on air. Bruce Willis. I happen to know that Brad Pitt is awake to the New World Order. And Angelina Jolie went and joined the CFR, from what I've been told, to try to find out what it was really all about. Now, the CFR low-level is just a bunch of propaganda. It's the high-level people that actually have power. But, I mean, I'm not obsessed with celebrities here on the show. And I really think it's a distraction. I mean, I saw Gibbs in his press conference talk about Lost. And I appreciate your call, Jason. I saw Gibbs talk about Lost and said, don't worry, we're not telling you when the State of the Union is. And the reporter said, well, will it preempt Lost? And here's the headline, Gibbs, State of the Union won't coincide with the premiere of Lost. And it says ABC is happy. Lost doesn't matter. Brad Pitt doesn't matter. Everybody's depressed in Austin. There's articles about people crying and depressed and nursing their wounds because, you know, in the first quarter, Colt McCoy got a pinched nerve. I mean, who cares? Okay? Get concerned. Folks, they're devaluing the dollar because the banks have stolen $28 trillion. And it had value when they spent it to buy assets. Now they devalue your dollar, and they're going to tax you on top of it. Just like Venezuela just devalued their peso by 50%. Do you know what that's going to do to your standard of living? Do you know we really have over 20% unemployment? Do you know that our industrial base is falling apart? That's what matters, not Colt McCoy and UT losing to Alabama. It doesn't matter. We're in trouble because people are obsessed with stupid stuff. All of you people out there who are only obsessed with football or only obsessed with Angelina Jolie, you better wake up and get involved in real issues. Michael in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
I wanted to say something about Illuminati symbolism in, like, hip-hop and music, videos, and movies and stuff.
Yes, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I wanted to know your comment on Jay-Z. He has a song that says the Illuminati will save him, and he calls himself a Mason, and he says he loves the Rockefellers, and his sign is like his hands make a triangle. I want to know your
comment. Yes, that's pure New World Order in your face. Pure brainwashing. But again, if he really loved the Masons, he would know that George Washington fought against the Illuminati, and I mean to do a whole show on that or an hour on that, all his letters against the Illuminati. Again, the Illuminati tried to take over and was successful in taking over powerful Masonic houses. But again, I appreciate your call, Michael. Not one call yet on AIG and open criminality. And the fact that if we expose this and bring the Federal Reserve to justice, we can audit it, we can abolish it, and get real money back and save this country. If not, the bankers are going to continue to rape and pillage financially. They're the ones funding the police state, everything. Andrew in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
This is my first time I ever called in. Thank you. I just want to thank you very much for waking up people. Just now started listening for about like 2 weeks now, and I just have one question about like the New World Order and stuff.
Yes.
Okay, you say like it's not about the money or power, right? Like I think
no, it's about the power. It's about the power. The globalists control the issuance of currency and credit. So they use money as a system to take over.
I just can't comprehend that. I don't understand.
Well, they all write books. Brzezinski, Rockefeller, countless books. They openly say they're setting up world government. I mean, look at all the other leaders in history that want world government, want empire, and want power. I mean, you're saying you can't wrap your mind around that?
No, I just can't understand. Like, I don't know. It's so far out there. I believe in it. I totally believe in it. But I just
so
can't.
Far out there. I mean, open world government gets announced hundreds and hundreds of times a week on the news, but you're saying it's so far out there.
Oh, no, I don't mean it like that. I mean, why do they want us? Why do they want to control us?
Because if you control people, you have the power and you can maintain your power. Because there's always other powerful groups that want the power, and so the elite have to have incredible control to maintain their power. I appreciate your call. It's the history of the world. Second hour, news on the government takeover of healthcare, the naked body scanners going into airports nationwide, the latest developments on that front, how it ties into the global tracking and control grid. We're also going to get into the fact that over 12% of children in government custody are sexually abused, according to USA Today. Criminals want power. They want government powers. They can get away with their criminal activities. Infowars.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.